Since yesterday evening, young become a target for military Syrian rockets. They bombed Yarmouk from Qasim Mountain. And since yesterday, there is a lot of stress in Yarmouk because it's a civilian neighborhood which have been bombed. And I can assure for you, Matthew, there is no free Syrian army soldiers in Yarmouk. I can assure about this.
And how many people have died?
Yesterday, around 10 people. We have named 10 people, but people become pieces from the shielding, you know, from the rockets. So it's about 10 people and around 70-75 wounded. All of them, civilian children, women. And today they continue the shielding of Yarmouk. But today it was, yeah, this day, Matthew, it's the strongest day with the shielding and bombing Yarmouk. It's never had before. And they use very big mortars bomb. I saw one of those explosions of those mortars. It's very, very strong because buildings with two floors came down on the ground. We have videos about this. We have pictures about this. So I think the regime target their move and want to send a message for the Palestinian and for the Syrian refugee in Yarmouk. He wants to tell them there is no safe place, and I can get you wherever you've been.
Has there been any more clashes between loyalist
No. Never ever. Since يعني, 1 month, there is no clashes in Yarmouk. Yes, there is a clashes around Yarmouk. In the neighborhood of Tabamun and Hajarat. But inside Yarmouk, no.
And there have also been reports of bombing in neighboring districts. Can you tell us what's happened in Tadamon, for example?
I didn't hear you quite clearly.
What has happened in neighboring districts near Yarmouk?
There is a lot of bombing, and all the civilians escaped from those areas, came to Yarmouk and other places around Yarmouk, specifically to Yarmouk, from Yelda, from Tabamon, from Jarazot, from Tudon. All the houses and all the schools in Yarmouk host all of those people. Palestinian and Syrian, it's not just Syrian people. And, you know, the clashes continue since 2 months in those areas. Military try to go inside, you know, they spend one day inside those areas, then they escape out. The free Syrian army came and, you know, he will come back again and take those places again. And the regime tried to get it again. But today and yesterday, all, you know, the Palestinian opinion become to change because they realize that this bombing of Yarmouk since 1 month, 2 months until now is not by mistake or because, you know, today we are talking just about this day. About 25 bombs came down in Yarmouk and destroyed neighborhoods. We have those images, we have those videos. It's, you know, he destroyed all the streets by bombing. And inside Yarmouk, not around Yarmouk or, you know, in the between Yarmouk and another neighborhood. No, inside Yarmouk. This yesterday, they bombed Jaoun Street. This Jaoun Street, if you remember this massacre since 1 month, you remember it?
Yes.
We're talking about it that time. Yeah. At the same place, at the same street, they targeted yesterday with 4 or 5 bombs. And a lot of civilians become wounded right there.
And there was a demonstration on that street. Was that after the bombing?
No. There is no demonstration in Jhawan street. Yesterday, when they bombed the area, people you know gathering. Could you hear them?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still coming down this bomb. Yesterday, when people become angry and gathering and start the demonstration against the regime, then they stopped it because they continue to bomb and we become afraid to target this demonstration. So we stopped it. We asked people to go out.
Are people moving out? Are people fleeing the area?
What?
Are people moving? Are people
Yes, people clear their houses. They go out the houses because the houses, it's become a target. There is no safe place right now. And I think and most of those civilians go to school, but the men still in the houses, because we think, Matthew, the regime wants to clear or to empty all this neighborhood between Yarmouk and Khabamun. We're talking about 1 kilometer with 500 kilometers. About 1 kilometer, he wants to clear it, to clean it, to make it empty, to move inside those two clash with the Free Syrian Army, because the Free Syrian Army is very strong in Khabamun and Hajar Aswad. He couldn't define the Syrian Army in those places, so he wants to use Yarmouk. And about the GC, General Command of Ahmed Jibril, most of the fighters, they have got guns from this faction. Most of the youth people, Palestinian youth people, today and yesterday become angry against Ahmed Jibril and against the regime. And I saw one of them this morning want to attack on the army group in the first or in the beginning of Yarmouk. And they were feeling that we don't work for Bashar al-Assad or Jibril. We want to defend our people, to defend the camp, something like that. So, in your opinion, from those people in GC, they come to be clear. Because, bombing, when the bomb came down, when the rocket came down, all the houses in Yarmouk shake. And people start to run on the street to help when the people to end the fire.
Has it ever been as bad as this?
What?
Is it worse than ever now?
What now?
Yes, in the last 24 hours, has it ever been? Yes. Have there ever been more bombardment?
Yeah. And this day, just from this morning until now, we're talking about 25 or 30 rockets came down on the street. On the houses.
And is that more than ever before?
Yes, the first time we used this power against Yarmouk. Just the first time. We didn't play like this. He used to use one bomb, two rockets, three rockets, something like this, in 1 month. But today and yesterday, there is a lot of bombs and rockets came on the streets, in the houses, in the shops.
Okay, Mahmoud, take care. Thanks very much for talking to us. Thanks.
Thank you, Mahmoud.